Hello and welcome, Shehechiyanu, to Gemara Sukkah. This is actually my first official finishing of the cycle. I started in the cycle in Sukkah, so this is my second cycle in Mirtzah Shem. We should be Zocha many, many years to do Daf Yomi many, many times. I actually started doing Daf Yomi with the Daf HaChaim, and then I listened to Rabbi Razin, and then I started reading it myself. I used to write a lesson of the day, and then video lesson day, and then we switched over to audio, which is actually my favorite. So welcome to Sukkah. Let's begin. The Gemara talks about how high the Sukkah can be. It's supposed to be X amount of amos high. It's really not supposed to be 20 amos high. Some say that it could be even up to 40 or 50 amos high. And then the Gemara talks about the queen, talking about the idea that there's a queen involved, talking about how there was a queen who was making a sukkah, and the Gemara questions like how big it was, because really it should have a certain amount of space, and it really should have a certain amount of room in order to fill them. The question becomes, though, what type of sukkah did she have? What type of sukkah did she talk about? So the Gemara answers and explains that, goes on to explain that it was a sukkah that was befitting a queen. When we think about sukkah, when we think about mitzvahs, when we think about dealing for things for Hashem, we should make sure that it's befitting the king of all kings. Only Hashem is the real king, the real ruler in our lives. Make sure that whatever you do with ever mitzvahs and whatever your action, make sure it's befitting the king. You should dress in the way that shows that you're the son of the king, the daughter of the king. You should act in a way that shows you're a prince. Do what you can, and especially your sukkah, to make that it's befitting a king and queen, befitting the royal stature, and your tefillah and your talis and all the things you use for mitzvahs should be befitting the stature. Just like we talk about, the queen would have only a sukkah that would be befitting a queen, so too in our lives, make sure to have things that befit the king himself, Hashem. Join us next in Montani Talks Daf, Sukkah 3, here on the TTD.